We are in the middle of Siman Shin Yud. We left off in the middle of the Ramah of Siv Zayin. But it's time to put all the pieces together of a puzzle that we've been dancing around for the last couple of months. Okay, and that is the buses in the middle of Shabbos business. So yesterday we spoke about this bed. There's a lot of things that don't really fit so nicely, but let's try to put everything together. We spoke about the bed. Okay, if there's money on the bed, banish marshals, so then everyone agrees, and you put it there on purpose, so it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. What if the money, we say, what if the money got there on Shabbos? How could the money get there on Shabbos? Tosa says, oh, the money got there on Shabbos because with your das, the guy put it there or the kid put it there. So that seems to create some sort of buses. It says that it's usa to move the bed. Now, it doesn't sound like it's only usa to move the bed. That's what the Bir Halacha over here. Dira Masl, Mita Shishala, Mashma, Afilu Lahoya Mosala Ben Ashmoshes. Even if the money was not on the bed, Ben Ashmoshes. Usala Tautala Ba'odan Aleha. You're not to move the bed when the money's on it. Umishkachasla, I guess he's answering, how could the money have gotten there? Why does it say Ledas Yisrael? Because he's trying to create a buses situation in the middle of Shabbos. Sounds like even in the middle of Shabbos. But then he says, and if you're allowed to be Lina'er to flip the bed so the money goes flying, well, if it's a buses, there's no option of near. That whole Gemara where you can tilt the barrel and have the rack go flying, tilt the pillow and have the money go flying, it's only when it's not a buses, when it was there by accident. If it was there on purpose, before Shabbos, so it's a buses. So it's kind of like, you know, dancing at two weddings, you know, it doesn't, there's something a little bit missing, and I don't have a great answer. But I mean, the Bir Halacha himself goes on to say that you can do near based on a Magen Avraham. There's two Magen Avrahams, one in Reish Samech Hei, one in Reish Samech Vav. Daito note the lo nasa basis, only if it's there bein hashmashes is it become a basis. Okay, now this is actually a very famous question. It's an important question. We should have discussed it perhaps when we did the whole business with the shells at the table. Yeah, you're putting the shells on the table, right? So we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah says machokes, if you're allowed to clear off the shells or you just have to flip the table. Now, nowadays, you don't have to flip the table because there's no mitzvah to make a mess. In those days, I guess it was a dirt floor. It was a different situation. So you can carry it somewhere else and then flip it. Well, why doesn't the table become a buses? This tavla, whatever it is, the tray, the table, whatever they were eating on. You put all the muksa shells and peels and whatever on the tray. So either you're allowed to tilt it or take it to the garbage and tilt it. If it's a buses, you can't do either one of those. It's muksa. It becomes muksa like the shells itself. You cannot touch it unless it's a grav sharei. Maybe that's the answer. Okay, so this is a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf. It's a Mishnah, Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel. And it also comes up on the first Amud of Maseches Beitza. Tosis and Beitza, not in Shabbos, but Tosis and Beitza ask the question, what do you mean? How could you tilt even the most machmir opinion, right? You just have to tilt it and flip it. How can you tilt it and flip it? The whole thing should become a buses. So Tosis gives three answers. Okay, what he says is that we learned an opinion that there's a machlokes. Rabbeinu Tam has an opinion that something is only a buses if your kavana is for it to be on Shabbos. You wanted to put your $1,000 camera on the shtender for 25 hours. But if you are planning on having your non-Jewish cleaning lady move it somewhere else, and you were not planning for it to be there the entire Shabbos, it's not a buses. That's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. It's a Yesh Omer Mishulchan Aruch. It's not the main opinion. It's not the majority opinion. It's not the halachic opinion. Halachic opinion is if you're intended for it to be the Bein HaShmashas, that's enough. It becomes a buses. Even if you intend on someone or some guy moving it after Bein HaShmashas. So the first answer to Tosa says, well, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no problem. It's only a buses if you intend for it to be the whole day. No one intends for their peels and their shells to be on the table all day. So therefore, by definition, it's not a buses. Okay. Now, that doesn't help us because we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Number two. He wants to say that the table, it doesn't become a buses because not only does it have shells, it has other things there as well. It has heter things. It has I don't know, whatever. Bread, whatever's on, other regular food on the table. Okay? No, answer number three, says Tosa, Oud. That's not considered Miniach Bekavana. You don't really care where these shells. When I put my, I have a camera. It's $1,000 camera. I gotta take care of it. I put it on the stand there because I think it's a safe place. I'm gonna leave it on that stand there for Shabbos. I don't dafka want the shells over here on this place. I just, you know, they're in my hand. I gotta get rid of them. So I put them on. They happen to be on the table because I'm sitting at the table. That's the most normal place to put them. But it's not like I want my stender. I want my camera over here. I want my shells dafka over here. You don't want your shells dafka over here. You really want your shells in the garbage. But you're not sitting by the garbage. You're sitting by the table. So they end up on the table. So it doesn't become a buses unless you really wanted this to be the mukhsa to be on the heter. Now. What comes out of all three answers in Tosis is that you really can create a busted situation on Shabbos itself. He doesn't say, oh, wasn't there Benish Marshes? No problem. He doesn't say that. According to Tosis, and this is Tosis' opinion, you can create a busted situation on Shabbos itself. Why is it not a busted situation in that mission over there? For all sorts of technical reasons. Now, the Rashba asks the same question. He gives, I saw two answers. I don't know, there could be there's more. One of them is the same as Tosus, it's Bosus the Israel Hector. And then he gives another one, which will be number four if we're tallying up answers. It's only a Bosus, it's like the flip side of number three. Of Tosus is number three. It's only a Bosus when the mixed Muxus Chashur. Right? Tosus, it's only Bosus when Yudafka wanted it over here. He says, no, it's only Bosus when the Muxus, my $1,000 camera is Chashur. So I put it down somewhere, and now the Heter, the table, the Stender, wherever I put it, is now a Bosus to the Chashur of a $1,000 camera. Boom! And it becomes Muxa like the camera. The shells are not Chashur, the shells are garbage. So it's true, it's a Muxa dick of garbage. But it's not important enough to create a buses. Okay. Again, according to this answer, it also sounds like the Muxa, you can create a buses in the Shabbos. Now, I didn't go through all the Rishon. The Magen Avram, over there, when we learned about the shells on the table. So he brings down three answers of Tosus, and then he brings down a fourth answer, which for us now will be a fifth answer. We had three answers of Tosus, one answer of the Rashba, and now the Brugge brings down a fifth answer, which I think is the Baal Amor. And he says, the answer we kind of were waiting for, it's not a buses unless it's there, Bein HaShemashos. Oh, well, okay, that's the most lenient opinion of all. The whole question doesn't get off the ground. I don't need all these answers. Maybe I could use his answers, you know, to explain certain things when it's there, Bein HaShemashos. It still won't create a buses because it's not important, or I didn't really want it there, whatever. But in terms of on Shabbos, the Magen Avraham says in two places that it will not create a buses unless it's there, Bein HaShemashos. And the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samech Vav, Paskins like this Magen Avraham, and that's his conclusion, seems to be his conclusion over here in the Bir Halacha as well. So, most Rishonim seem to hold, the Rosh Hashabbos brings down a whole slew of Rishonim, who say that even though it's Rabbeinu Tam who says you don't create a buses unless you want it there the whole Shabbos, I mean, you know, passing like that, but when it comes to something, creating a buses on Shabbos, he brings down a bunch of Rishonim who hold, they can only create a buses, it's true, if it's there, Bein HaShemashos, that's enough, you don't need to be the whole Shabbos, but when you put it on the table on Shabbos, it's only if you wanted it to be there the entire Shabbos. You know, he like kind of combines the two. He kind of takes, when Tosa says it, he kind of saying it within the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. But the way Orch HaShabbos brings it down, I didn't look at the Rishonim inside, it's even according to those who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Even if it's Rabbeinu HaShemashos, boom, put on the Muxa. But if it's on Shabbos itself, so it'll only create a bus if you want it to be the entire Shabbos. So there's a lot of opinions to say that. Now, even according to the opinion that you create a buses on Shabbos, it's only while the thing is on there. If the thing were to fall off somehow, however it would get off, then it would lose its buses status, even according to the Machmir, even according to Tosus, who's Machmir. K. Okay, now there is an exception, and that is if this is the normal place for this thing. The Gemara talks about a chicken coop with eggs. The egg is muksa. I guess it's like a movable chicken coop. And the chicken coop is going to become muksa if the egg is laid on Shabbos. Because the egg laid on Shabbos is muksa. And now the chicken coop is muksa. Oh, it was there on Shabbos? Yes. But, and maybe you'll, but, the chicken coop becomes muksa, becomes a busis to the egg because that's where it belongs. That becomes relevant really for the garbage. Garbage belongs in the garbage pail. And therefore, assuming the garbage is muksa, which it often is, so then, even if you didn't have any garbage in there before, anything in the garbage before Shabbos, kimat, almost anything is going to be muksa. Even if you didn't put anything in the garbage before Shabbos, you only put it on Shabbos, since that's the normal place for the garbage, and the garbage that you're putting in now becomes muksa, according to many, many poskim. Nope. It depends what it is, but most things become muksa. So that's going to create a busis. So the garbage is a big issue in terms of busis. I think we spoke about garbage in the past. There's so far I have three approaches. Now it depends. My garbage is covered, so as long as it doesn't smell, it's not a graf sharei. You don't have. I used to think you could just take it out when it's full, but some posts can say that, but it's not so simple. Some posts can say it's full, you take it out, but it's not so simple, and after learning it, I'm not convinced. Now, the problem is, it's full, so the problem is not this garbage, it's covered. No one sees it, doesn't look not nice, doesn't smell not nice, it's fine. The problem is, I got a table full of stuff that I gotta get rid of. So Rav Ackerman said, leave the garbage where it is, take out a new bag, put the new stuff in the new bag, and now you don't have to leave a bag of garbage lying around your kitchen. That would be called a grab shell, right? You just, sorry. Orcha Shabbos would probably say, I think he does say, just wrap up the plastic and go right out with the plastic. It's even better than putting it in a bag and taking it out. And then one of them told me, no, as long as the point is to deal with the garbage, it's okay. It's Orch HaShabbos brings down such an opinion, it's debatable. Okay, so that's to get some clarity on the. So, bottom line, if you're putting shells on a plate, it doesn't sound like it should become muksa for many reasons that we discussed. I mean, the Mishibur will say it wasn't there being a Shemashis, and you have all these other things. Although, if you have a lot of shells, you put them on the plate. Like, you do want it on the plate. Now, it's still not Chashev, but you do want it on the plate, because I don't want it anywhere else. There is an opinion that maybe you should put, like, one nut, a kosher nut, a regular nut, with the nut in it on the plate, and then move it. I don't. It sounds like something edible, but it doesn't sound like it's necessary. Okay, now we're in the middle of this Ramah. Ramah is a little bit complicated. Okay, I never forget reading this in an English book years ago, many years ago. Okay, it's the difference between pockets. How do we deal with pockets? So there's two types of pockets. There's a regular front pant pocket, which means the pocket is basically a separate thing, and it's the top of it is sewn to the hole in your pants. Now you have a pocket, as opposed to let's say the back a chest pocket, a shirt pocket, where the whole thing is attached to the shirt. So those are two different types of pockets, which have two different halachos. Why are you laughing at me? We're very religious. Okay, so let's see that now. Okay, now, so let's talk it out a little bit outside.
What are we talking about now?
Muksa and buses. Let's say I leave a 50 shekel bill in my pocket, in my pants pocket, or my shirt pocket. Okay? Does it make. I leave it there on purpose. I'm changing my pants for shopping, my shop, my shopping shirt, and I just leave my pants wherever I leave my pants. I hang up my shirt, whatever, it's still clean. I'm short day Friday, I'm going to wear it again on Sunday, whatever it is, and I leave the muktzah in the pocket on purpose. If it's not on purpose, then it doesn't create a buses. Never create a buses. Okay? Now, if it doesn't create a buses, then we'll see. It's better to, either way, get rid of it. You know, somehow, if you want to use that, move that shirt on Shabbos, to shake it out somehow. You can't take it out, but you can shake it out. But if you leave it there on purpose. So, now we have a buses situation. What becomes a buses? Does the pocket become a buses? Does the whole shirt become a buses? Okay, so let's see. So, I'm in the middle of the Ramah. Shin Yud, Se'iv Zayin. V'chein b'kis ha'tafur b'beged. A pocket that is sewn to a beged. Hold the ikra beged, omid lilbosh. The main part of the beged is not a pocket. The main part of the beged is to wear. So im hotzi ha'mo'os misham mutter lilbosh ha'beged da'kis batel etzlo. Okay, this is a little bit different. He's touching on two different things. One is maybe the whole pocket should be considered carrying. I mean, it is sewn to the beged, so we would say it's part of the beged. But he's entertaining the possibility that maybe you can't wear even an empty pocket outside the Erev because the pocket's not really part of the beged. That's one thing he's entertaining. And the other thing he's discussing is we're in the middle of this Ramah that we did yesterday, where the Ramah told us if you have a wallet, even if you empty it before Shabbos, it still has a muksa status. So if I keep my money in my pocket, so maybe that pocket should be like my wallet, and it's going to be muksa even if I took it out. It's let's say it's miyuchad for, I don't know, for my wallet. My wallet I keep in my left pocket. So maybe the pocket now should have the deal of the wallet itself. Okay, so hold the ikra beged omid lilboshim hotzi amotz misham mutter lilboshim beged. So he's saying, first of all, does not ask for the whole beged because during the week you put money in your pocket. That kis batel etzlo. The kis is batel to the beged. This is not a pocket. This is a beged. The beged is a pants. Pants have a pocket. Avayim shachach bo maos. What if you left money in the pocket? You forgot money in your pocket. Mutter the tatzel a beged. You're still allowed to move the beged. So. Yeah, it's a little bit interesting because he talks about forgetting. Forgetting will never be a busis. And Shabbos is going to address that. We don't do the whole beggar, the pair of pants becomes a busis to the money. Hold the animos, ikar beggar, because the money is not on the ikar part of the beggar. The money's in your pocket. But you still have a problem wearing it in Shabbos. Why the chashish yates about? Maybe you'll wear it outside the Erev. Now, it's not a muksa problem, he's saying. It's like, don't have tissues in your pocket. Maybe you'll wear it outside the Erev. Okay, so you live in a place where the Erev, we keep things in our pockets, in the house, and out of the house, and wherever. Ukudel shenaf amigimel. Vayim el, raise some above. Im shachach, kiso, it's all b'Shabbos, ma'adina. Okay, so let's try to see this inside it. Okay, which was if Kavan Chav Ches, that kis batel etzlo, ratzol amar v'akim, mutu latzis ba'afil l'shus rabim. You're allowed to go out in l'shus rabim wearing your pants even though the pants have a pocket. V'lo aminan, that kis have a masur. We don't say that the pocket, you're carrying your pocket. Your pocket is part of your pants, and therefore it's not considered carrying. Okay. Now, what about we said a wallet, even though there's no money in it, it's muksa because it's money. So this pocket, my pants pocket, I keep my money. Or my phone or something else that's muksa. So he says like this. Am I allowed to use that pocket on Shabbos? So we had a machlokes between the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. What's the status of my wallet that has no money in it? Is it muksa machlas yisaron kis, high level muksa, can't be moved at all, or it's a kishal achlu iser and I can move it to a gufa makoma? And we kind of came up with a compromise and said it depends. If you only will keep money in your pocket and in your wallet, you'll never put anything else in there. That's not muksa, so then it will have the status of muksa machlas yisaron kis. But if you have a piece of paper with some non-muksa information and you would put it in your wallet, so then it won't become muksa or something else. I don't know. You have a key. Sometimes you put a key in your wallet. You have this individual key. You don't want to lose it. Whatever it is. So then it has. It will not. But it's mainly for money. So it won't have the status of a muksa machlas in some case. So it'll be like a klishim lachdul iser. So if your pocket is a klishim lachdul iser, so I'm allowed to wear it in tzarach gufo. I'm allowed to use the pocket. I can't move it for no reason, but I'm still would be allowed to put something in the pocket, take something out of the pocket, because that's Tzorach Gufo, using it for a heter purpose. Saying so, then you shouldn't. Saying maybe you shouldn't put your hands in your pocket. Stop for no reason. Right.
You know what I'm saying.
That's what it sounds like.
I meant more. Doesn't that mean you shouldn't wear the pants? Meaning, doesn't it make the whole pants a problem?
No, because it's just the pocket. Because you said the pocket is a separate entity from the pants. We're not going to blame the whole pants for its naughty pocket. Okay, now since you'll put other things in your pocket aside for your muksa, so then it might have, the pocket itself is a kishon lachta l'isser, but you can still use it. You can still wear the pants and you can still use the pocket. Stop to play with the pocket, maybe you shouldn't do it. It's for no reason. Okay, avalim shachach. What if you forgot money in your pocket? Kavanato mishabesiv katan chavtas. Kavanato ikir the varadano. The whole v'yesh adayim mos bakis. If you have money in your pocket, also the love show, you shouldn't wear the pants. Shem yishkav yaitzi. Maybe you wear it outside the eruv, but you still let it walk, move it around the house. It doesn't become muksa. He's talking about no eruv. Maybe you'll carry it outside the eruv, but in terms of moving the baguette, that's not a problem. Latal the mutter v'daod. Okay, so in the Ramah, it's about forgetting. Lav davka shachach. Even if I left it there on purpose, he says it's okay. Da feel me niach amos bekivim ba'od yom. Even if I purposely left my wallet in my pants pocket on Shabbos, ve'daytu sheishar sham kol Shabbos, I took off my pants, I left the wallet in the pocket, put them on a chair, whatever, put it wherever I put it. Put it on a hanger, wherever I put it. I left it there the whole Shabbos. My kavana is for the wallet to be in the pocket the whole Shabbos. So avdakis nasa bosses lamo. So now this is a pocket again that's hanging. Right? It's not like a chest pocket, it's like a pants pocket. It's hanging. So the pocket will become a bus to the money. I'm allowed to move the baguette. Even though it's the money's in the pocket. It affects the pocket, it does not affect the pants. That baguette lo nasa bus is all in all ikra baguette. It's not on the main part of the baguette. It'll be different if I leave my phone in my chest pocket, because the chest pocket, the shirt is part of the pocket. Not just hanging; it's part of the pocket. That's worse. But let's say with the pants pocket, the pants are not muksa. So my Shabbos pants rip. I need to put on my weekday pants. I have a wallet in my pocket, which I wanted to be there. So the pants do not become a buses; the pocket does. I'm allowed to put on the pants. I need to get the wallet. The wallet doesn't belong in my pocket. So I'm going to stand on my head until the wallet falls out of my pocket. Okay.
Put them on the first pants.
Well, okay, you do it either way, I guess. You could, but you can't hold the pocket. The pocket's still muksa. So you got to figure out a way of emptying the pocket without touching the pocket. Yeah, turning the pants upside down, but it doesn't really... You got to really shake it or shake it up and down, whatever. But you could even put it on first, I suppose. The pocket's still muksa. Also, the hakli is the other bakis. But even after you get the wallet out of the pocket remains muksa. You can wear the pants, you can't put your hands in the pocket. Even after you took out the money, it was there, benashmashas. The pocket remains muksa. The pants are not muksa. You could wear the pants, you should get the wallet out, but, and then the pocket remains muksa, you cannot use it. It's better, like you said, to shake out the wallet before you put on the pants. Even though the money is not on the main part of the pants, it's best to shake it out. Not everyone says that. It's not meikar din. It's a chumrah. It's better to do that. Fine.
What's
the chumrah? To shake out the pants. But even if you couldn't shake out the wallet, you still had to put on the pants.
With the wallet.
With the wallet in it. I mean, it's kind of... It doesn't sound like that's what we should do, but it doesn't make it muksa. Hello, Mishmasiv Katan Lamed. Hello, Mar. That kiss ain't no tougher the ark of a beggar. It's a hanging pocket, like pants, not like a pocket on the shirt. It's all hanging. The makis cool tougher by beggar, but if it's your shirt and you left your 100 shekel bill in your shirt before Shabbos with intention to be the whole Shabbos, Armina the color beggar not a buses. The entire shirt becomes a buses because it's on the shirt. Now, if we're talking about the Ramah, about you forgot it there, So it doesn't become a bus is only if you want it there on purpose. If you forgot it there, you intended on taking it out, and then you forgot, so it will not be a buses, but you have to shake it out.
So you wanted it there. Now it's the only shirt you have, and you want to use the shirt.
If it's the only shirt you have, what do you mean the only shirt you have? Then you didn't want it there. I wanted to take you out for Shabbos, but I forgot.
My Shabbos shirt ripped on Shabbos.
Good.
Other shirt I have.
And that's a problem. It's a problem. It's a buses.
You can't even take it out.
Right. Pashas is the problem. Is there some special leniency because it's your only shirt? We saw such a thing by soaking wet things. I don't know. The Pashup shot is that it's Muksa. If you intended for it to be the whole Shabbos. So even though when you forgot, it's not buses. You have to shake out the muksa. When it's a hanging pocket of the pants, you do not need to shake out the wallet. So it's a. Okay, they bring from the Rambam that you should shake it out. Brings down from Tosis and the Rashba, like the Pashup Shon Shulchan Aruch, that when it's a hanging pocket, you don't even need to shake it out at all. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. That's what it sounds like, but I don't know if that's what it means. I don't know. I'm afraid to say that. I don't know.
Somebody on the couch and you want to sit on the couch.
But you said around on the
couch. Look, you're still right. You know, you should still shake it out because you're moving around. You know,
it's good to know.
They're saying it's
a lot of times you're in shul or you're in some strange place and you don't want to lose it.
You found your wallet or something muksa in your pocket, right? You can go home and empty it. Assuming there's an Erev and just the muksa problem, it's in your pocket, you go home and you empty it out. And could be even if it's in your shirt pocket, you're allowed to do that. Because as generally we say, you don't have to lose the object and you don't have to lose or damage the object as a result, as long as you're not moving it with your hands. Okay. In Mishnah Yosef Katan Lamed Aleph, he gets into two different types of drawers. When you have muksa in a drawer, let's say you have a desk and a desk drawer attached to the desk. Muksa in the drawer, does that affect the whole desk? And he has, just like he differentiates between the two different types of pockets, they differentiate between a drawer that comes out and a drawer that does not come out.
Okay. Comes out must be more naked.
A drill that comes out is more independent, I think. Alright, we'll look at that tomorrow.